The most important thing that I see, we've been addressing here in Southern Illinois. Of course, when I was elected, people asked, "So how are you going to get jobs in Southern Illinois?" Jobs is not the problem. The problem is filling. We have over 2,000 jobs that are open right now. The challenge is getting people to fill those positions. So that's a whole other caveat that maybe we'll talk to, maybe we won't talk about. But three things that to address would be the getting people vocationally trained. Okay, and the governor, that's one of his initiatives, and he sees the importance of that, and we're doing a good job of that. At schools are bringing back vocational training, those types of things. So education is very important. I'm proud to been on the school board. Again, I served for almost 30 years. I was on the elementary and secondary appropriation committee my first 2 years. What I serve on now is the secondary and higher ed appropriate committee. And so education is very important, not only just for the jobs it provides, but the challenge that we challenge our the brightest kids. We challenge the middle of the road and those with special needs, that we address all those things. So education would be one. You asked me for three things. I think the other thing are the social service needs that we have in our district. Also, as far as people that have maybe come to Southern Illinois that are retired, and they those types of things. And then people that are here that have social service problems, concerns. It's something very important that provides a lot of jobs for people here also, but also there are a lot of needs. And so that would be the second thing. So we've got education, social service needs, and I'm not sure what to tell you the third one would be. I mean, what was the other part of it? You wanted to know what was the three cuts. So I don't know if there's anything that we need to cut out. I think what we need to do is make sure that we need to address the concerns that we have and do it in a bipartisan way and do it where we're our budget is balanced. So I don't think there's anything that I really want to cut out. There's things that we may need to reduce the amount. The governor spoke, well, I'll let you ask the questions and then I'll answer them. So
you're going fine.
Well, what I was going to say to you is that the progressive income tax. So in the governor's speech the other day on the budget, he shared the different things that he would be willing to spend money on if in fact he gets that. Well, I don't think that the speech should have been about a salesmanship job on trying to get the progressive tax passed. It should be that we pass a balanced budget, and then if in fact other money comes in, that's a whole nother caveat. But the concern to me is that we get that balanced budget, and we do that in a way that we meet the needs of the people that in our district and also in the state.
Okay.